accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on the 16th day of May, 2014. John in Tennessee, you wanted to make a point, sir.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate you holding me over. It's nothing earth-shattering, John. I remember a time when you would go to Sears if you needed something, you paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it used to be. When I was a kid, they came out with something called the revolving charge, and no one knew what it meant, but you had to pay the bill every month. Now Sears has turned into a bank. They found out that's where the money, there's more money in banking than there is retail sales.
Yeah.
So yeah. It served them right for what they've done.
You know, we looked it up online. What did you say, Craig? Sears was founded in 1893. I guess that's a pretty good run for a retail outlet.
Yeah, especially a bank that decided they could sell the things that they would enslave people to pay for.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a comeuppance, John, because the old thing about the Sears catalog being in the outhouse, well, you know, that's about what it's worth right now. Because, you know, everything in the drawer that the kid pulled out, they're rebuilding tools, John, refurbished stickers on them, and it's usability. Well, all we warranty is usability. Well, I say goodbye, Sears. That's what I had. No big deal.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, John. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I for some strange reason, it's between this microphone and your board. Do we have a mouse chewing on the cord or something? Step on it, you murderer. Go ahead, step on it. The other part of the financial picture that I wanted to give you, and this should have been front page. You know, it's, remember the movie Perfect Storm? Yeah, they had low pressures and cold fronts coming in and a hurricane going up the East Coast, and true story. Well, I think a perfect storm is happening in the economic world out there. And this should have been front page news. Have you heard this? Have you heard them talking about Japanese debt on TV? Any news alerts here? Everything's an alert now. Well, we're going to alert you about some inconsequential thing. Do we have your attention? It's like an ongoing reality show that is not real at all. Japan's national debt totaled a record high 1.02 quadrillion yen as of the end of March, up 33.36 trillion from a year earlier. And this is according to their own finance minister. Now, just to keep this in some sort of understandable terminology, dollar versus yen, yen is worth about 95 cents. So, no. It's not like a million lira equals $1.298 in U.S. currency. 95 cents versus the dollar. The central government debt, which increased 7 trillion from the end of December of last year, kept rising mainly due to ballooning Social Security costs in line with the aging of the population, and they have been in the doldrums for years. They've had their ongoing banking crisis that they never could solve for a lot of years. The balance of government bonds, financing bills, and other borrowing crossed the quadrillion line for the first time ever at the end of June of last year. What's next month, folks? June? Well, this is the figures from last year. The national debt stood at 8.06 million per capita. Did you hear what I just said? And it's not funny. It's so ridiculous, it makes me laugh. The individual's debt over there is worth $8 million. You know, this is what you owe. Excuse me. Am I living in a mansion here? Am I driving a Ferrari? You know, I know I'm living the high lifestyle, but where's my share? I'm a stakeholder. Where's mine? No, all you get is the bill. Sound familiar? Finance Minister Taro Aso, and I'll spell that, A-S-O, Aso. I am not making jokes on air, folks. Please don't get upset. Said the situation has become very severe. I guess past two stages critical because of slow progress in fiscal reforms. The only fiscal reform that is going to cure the ills of Japan, United States, Europe, or anybody, emerging nation, that wants to put up, hey, we're here, we're a new country. Don't do the fiat currency. There's your reform. These madmen of the money world have driven us all insane. But you see, they've made money off of you, and they got their stuff. How's this working out for you? And I still do not understand to this day why we have not concentrated in going to the root of this problem and smacking down this government and demanding that we have an honest money system. Because all of this, and corporations and companies alike, and every business in America that has to deal with this thing that they're calling a dollar, that has robbed them stupid. Where are we, folks? Where are we in the battle against the New World Order? Still complaining about the problems that the people create by creating the problems in the first place. And we're about 25 million problems removed from the basic problem. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to stroke out on the air. Because people don't seem to get this. Oh, well, they're just doing a build-up to sell some gold and silver. Jim in South Carolina. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, John? Glad to hear you're back and feeling well again.
Can you tell?
I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of comments for you, what you were talking about the last hour. for one thing, I can't believe it's held together this long.
You and I both, brother.
You know, you listen to the talking heads on King World News, you read that, you read the STG report, or Zero Hedge, and it should have fell apart a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, excuse
me, Jim, for interrupting you, but it should have collapsed back in 08. It should have fallen then.
Nothing's changed since 08. That's the hell of it.
Well,
nothing has changed.
Oh, but yet has. It's the acceleration level of how much we can monetize our own debt. Hang on a second. I hear the bump. Hang on one second, Jim. 800-313-9443. Am I alone in my assessment here of what the real problem is and how we can get rid of the crooks, the robbers, the liars, and the thieves?
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jim in South Carolina, continue, sir.
Yes, sir. The only thing that's changed since 08 is that the Republicans got their $750 billion bailout, and 6 months later, the Democrats got theirs.
Yeah.
And there's, and now we're getting it at $1 trillion a year. So hang on, folks. It's going to be a fun ride.
You know, and what really gets me, there is no loyalties at all. And I forget the dollar figure. We bailed Chrysler out for the second time, and then they turn around, and they're now an Italian car-making company with branded as an American car.
Yeah, Fiat is all, of all things.
God.
So, I don't have a very high opinion of Fiat.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't exactly, and I can remember back in the 80s, I can remember the Chrysler bailout. I can remember Lee Iacocca. And what controversy that caused. Well, why is the federal government bailing out a corporation? They shouldn't be doing that. So fast forward to 2008, with the banks too big to fail because the threat was out there that we'll have martial law and all kinds of chaos. It would have been chaotic, but it would have been over quickly. People would realize, wait a minute, we still have some stuff to work with here. Let's rebuild. Only this time, put it on a foundation, solid one, rather than the shifting sands. You know, I mean, it is amazing to me the stupidity that's repeated over and over and over again. But what's even real, even beyond that, what the real thing that grabs me is this... I don't know. Have we turned into a nation of zombies? Do we not grasp anything? Do we not understand anything anymore? Do we not even give a damn anymore? Isn't there anything left that we're willing to protect or anything that we stand for and will stand against? The apathy is off the scale.
95% of the people out there don't know, don't care. All they care about is who won the game today. What's for dinner, and will I get a paycheck tomorrow? That's it.
Well, funny, we're sitting around and we've been jibber-jabbering about this for how many years as to why you might not have a job tomorrow. You know? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Hey, Jim, thanks for your call.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Ed in Florida. Hello, Ed.
Back. I mean, it's kind of missing you, John. I mean, you had some really good people to fill in, but there's no one like you, John. You're one, the only.
Well, if I ever get rich and I happen to take a month off, people, man, they're going to be jonesing.
I just wanted to talk about, I think there is one way to get rid of politicians and, you know, the banksters, and that's with Madame Guillotine. Work for the French. I think it could work for us.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, I, the guy that I talked to that I referred to in the first hour that I talked to before the program, he wanted to know. He says, how close do you think this is? I go, I don't know, man. I mean, I can feel it. It's close. All the stars are aligned. All things are falling into place. And it should have collapsed. And people don't seem to grasp this, that back in 08, it should have crashed. If not for the intervention and capitalizing our own debt, it would have failed. So
yeah, we've got millions of Americans who've lost their jobs, homes. Now, when I moved to Florida back in 2007, the neighborhood I live in, Vero Beach, was, I mean, it's beautiful. It's still beautiful, but since 2008, I'd say at least a third of the homes are vacant. People just pick up and leave.
Yeah.
They can't afford the mortgages anymore.
Yeah.
And yet we give billions of dollars to Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia of all countries. And yet, you know, that money could be used to help Americans, whether you're a veteran, whether you're down and out, but we don't take care of our own anymore. We haven't probably since my grandfather's time, you know, in the 1930s and 40s. I just see this country going downhill fast. And you're talking about the stars are aligned. It's just one little spark. It's all it's going to take.
Yep.
And the whole tinderbox is going to go up.
Yeah. And yeah, go ahead.
And in this part of Florida, I mean, we're pretty much well-armed. I mean, you could tell every 4th of July and New Year's Eve, I mean, every neighbor is shooting up in the air, everyone who's got a gun. But I worry about my relatives back home in New Jersey who have draconian gun laws where they just banned, what was it, 22s? Or not the 22s, the mags for the 22s, I believe.
I think there's probably a breaking news story in the near future that the United States sells off New Jersey to the Canadians or the Chinese.
Hey, they could sell New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, anything past the Mason-Dixon line, and anything from California on up to Washington State they can get rid of. I wouldn't blink an eye. I really wouldn't. Right. I really don't consider them Americans. If anything, they're just modern-day zombies, pretty much.
Well, and people are getting burned out. And, you know, one of the problems I'm having is people stoking unnecessary fear. I mean, that, man, I'll tell you what, that will zap a person just as well as cancer or pancreatic cancer or, you know, give the disease a name.
I used to listen to a guy from Austin, Texas. I can't anymore. I just can't listen to the fear-mongering every day.
We know what's coming.
Yeah, we know it's coming. I mean, yeah, it's inevitable. It's coming. I worry about my children, my granddaughter. I mean, what kind of future are they going to have?
Yeah.
I can remember John working in the 1980s making more money than what people are making today. Can you imagine what $13 an hour is like back in 1986 compared to today?
Yeah.
When the dollar still had some buying power. Christ, I can remember back in 77 when I was in high school. I got a $10 bill, man. Whoa! I was like maybe a couple hundred bucks today.
Yeah, and here's the thing that everybody has to look forward to. The chaos is going to reign supreme. You know, and if we know the fundamentals and the underlying reasons why the chaos is going to ensue, do I need to practice that on a daily basis? Do I need warm-up? Do I need practice being fearful and chaotic and all that other stuff? No, I do not.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot, John. Take care.
Appreciate it. Dale in North Carolina. Hello, Dale.
Welcome back, John.
Thank you, sir.
Hope you're feeling much better.
Yeah, I think I'll survive, at least for a little while longer.
We appreciate that. Listen, I'm kind of, well, I don't know how to say this, but...
Just say
there
it.
There are people who are standing up for this country right now in Washington, D.C., and I don't care if it's 20 or 100... or 1,000 people are standing up, and everybody's just pushing aside. Oh, there's not that many showing up. Oh, it didn't turn out to be such a big deal after all.
Okay, put the context of the story that you're telling me. What's going on?
This whole Operation American Spring.
Okay.
There are people standing up for their country, and what kills me is that everybody who has complained about everything that's been going on in this country will not mention anything positive about it. Just because, oh, there's only 100 people there. Well, that's 100 more people than there was there yesterday, standing up to make sure that we...
Are you referencing here the internet? Internet deal? Dale, hold on a second. Let me take this break. I'll bring you back on the other side. I'm not understanding exactly what you're talking about. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back. you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. Dale in North Carolina, are you talking about the new the net neutrality demonstration going on?
No, can I clarify something, please?
Please do, because I am lost, man.
Okay, have you heard of Operation American Spring?
Okay, you need to keep refreshing here.
Operation American Spring started today. Colonel Harry Reilly has set forth a movement to try to get our country back, to run this country by the Constitution.
Okay, no. I get the reasons why. I interviewed the guy, and I just visited that website, and it's targeted for November 5th of this year.
No, it's happening today.
All right. Well, then we have conflicting information.
I don't know where you're looking, but anyway.
On his website.
Let me just clarify a few things. Can I lay out some stuff? I've been listening to RBN for probably almost 3 years now.
Okay.
And all I hear is doom and gloom. We need to make this country right. We need to get back on track. This country's falling apart. And what has occurred is that people have finally gotten somebody to go up to Washington, D.C. to try to take this country back, to get our Congress and our representatives to to make sure that they follow what we say and not what they want to do. All right. It's virtually nothing coverage-wise compared to even the Occupy movement. Now, what bothers me is people want to cry about how bad things are and don't want to do anything about it, and then finally someone comes along and says, we're going to do it. Well, it's happening today, and some host has shot this down. I haven't heard anything out of Austin, Texas about this at all today, but you got people, even if there's 100, that's 100 more than there were there yesterday, standing up to try to make sure that this country is back to the way that we really want it. And everybody just is blowing this off as like, oh, well, not enough people showed up. Well, not everybody can show up, but it's 100 more. It could be 1,000 more. But there was quite a crowd from what I saw on Ustream. Now, I have a feeling that people want things to change, but on the other hand, if things do change, that's going to put a lot of people out of business because they're not going to sit around and be able to gripe about this stuff all day.
Yeah, and Dale, and part of the problem here that I saw with this, and look, I mean, you can accuse me of this network doing nothing but bringing you the bad news. And I don't know what you've been doing, but 20 years ago, I was out there forming militias, okay? I think the way this is going to come down is it's going to be a damn catfight. Because I'm reading the website right now, and what they're saying is that they want to go unarmed, peacefully to Washington, D.C., to go arrest members of Congress. That's not going to be viewed as a peaceful protest to the people in Washington, D.C. Okay? I understand what you're saying, and I more than know your frustration level. But I'm telling you, showing up in Washington, D.C. with 100 or 100,000 people is not going to accomplish what you need. It's going to get a crap load of people killed. Because if you go up there and try to put the cuffs on the United States congressman, do you think you might be declared a terrorist whether you're showing you have a weapon on yourself or not? Are you going to be subject to arrest? Are you going to put out your hands and go, okay, you got me, go ahead and cuff me. I'll call mama at home to come bail me out.
No, you're twisting this all around now.
I'm not twisting this, Dale.
Yes, you are.
Oh, bull.
Yes, you are.
Bull. I'm not twisting anything.
All I'm saying is that people are finally starting to stand up for this country, and nobody's wanting to cover it. I don't care if there's 100 people there.
Okay, you've
That's
made your point, Dale.
Yesterday.
And I didn't twist a damn thing. Dale, I didn't twist anything. I am talking about the inevitability of everybody showing up in Washington, D.C. trying to arrest everybody. That's not twisting anything.
We see other countries that are less fortunate than us turn their countries around. They try to anyway.
And let me go back to what I initially said. Is anybody listening to me? If we dump the funny money people and the people that use that as an incredible club against the American people, if we can simply do that, we're not going to be able to march in Washington, D.C. here and say, okay, you know, we've got some problems here, and this is one of the problems we identified. They're not going to want to talk to us. We're going to be viewed as the anti-government people that finally has had enough, and they're here to kill us. That's what, Dale, I understand what you are saying.
No, you don't, John.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that...
All right, I don't speak English.
People are standing up to try to make things right in this country. That's all I'm saying. And nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to cover it. You got one guy, who has a video on Ustream. Nothing compared to even the Occupy movement. We are in dire times.
No kidding.
In this country.
No kidding. And showing
nobody
up in Washington, D.C. is not going to do it. Do you understand that?
If enough people say, hey, there's people up in Washington trying to get our government back.
Dale, let me ask you something. Are you in Washington, D.C. right now, or are you in North Carolina? Thank you for your call. Oh, man. Look, Dale, look. I don't want to beat you up, man. I know that you want the right thing for this country, yourself, your family, the future generations. I get it. I understand that. Do you think this is frustrating times now? Just hang on. And I really, look, compared to what we have with the media out there today, we're one of the few bright spots. Yeah, do I like reporting bad news? No. Do the people need to be informed as they're not being informed with the mainstream media? You betcha. That has been the job that I have chosen, and it ain't been an easy one. Oh, brother, it ain't been easy. It's cost me a lot. But you know what? That's the price. When too many people for too long a time do nothing about the inevitable stuff that they see coming. And it puts a heavy, heavy burden on those that want to correct the situation. You do this through education. Do you think that the rest of the country, tuned into the mainstream media, is going to understand what's going on in Washington, D.C., or are they going to pick up the propaganda line coming out of the Department of Defense, coming out of Washington, D.C., going, the terrorists are here, the terrorists are here, shoot them, shoot them! Do you understand what I'm saying? What should be happening right now is the good citizens of their country amassing themselves to kick in their state legislative doors to put up the barrier against this damn monster that we have allowed to metastasize in this country. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Crap, one of these days I'm going to die of a heart attack. And because we're not doing what you think is going to set the world aright, you start going after this network. I take offense to that. Kathleen in Nebraska, sorry, dear, that you got to ride in on the heels of that maniacal outburst. Go ahead, Kathleen.
On Colonel Riley.
I'm sorry?
I have a little twist on Colonel Riley.
Okay. That ought to make Dale happy.
He's fighting the same people he supports. He's a Zionist. He's an Israel firster.
Well, maybe he's going up there. Maybe he'll talk to Rand Paul before he does anything. You know, I don't know this. So to make an accusation, but I almost feel as if sometimes that things are being set up. Do you understand where I'm going with that, Kathleen?
Yes.
I don't know Colonel Riley. I'm not a family member. He's not a close friend. But something is not right here. To tell you what, hang on a second. I've got a break.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I don't know whether to go blind, Ryan, why my wristwatch, get drunk, or just give up the business of radio. I'm sorry, I thought we were here to do the job that the other media is not doing. And you know, it's like a gut punch. It's like a kick in the private parts. When somebody, I've been listening for 3 years, and all I heard is the whining and the problems and... Evidently, you're selective in your hearing. You're only hearing what you want to hear, and you're disregarding the rest. Kathleen, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if this guy is for real. I don't know if he's a plant. I don't know what he is. But I remember, and we got hung with this one, when certain individuals wanted to do an armed march on Washington, they finally got enough feedback from people thinking, well, geez, maybe that's not a very good idea, and they dumped it in our laps and said, those guys are the ones that suggested it. And I'll tell you what, this is not my first rodeo. and thoughtful consideration of the problems that we are facing and how to deal with it without starting the war in this country, because that's exactly what they're looking to do. Kathleen, still there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. Didn't hear you breathing, dear. You know, First, we have so many people in this country that don't know what is going on, that they're going to watch the propaganda tube, and they are going to be programmed like little automatons on how to react to it. And they'll be cheering our demise. And we're the ones that aren't the anti-government. We're not the right-wing, tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist. We're the only ones that have been telling the truth. Got a wristwatch and a bottle of scotch? Gosh. Anything else, Kathleen?
Well, I want to explain my comment. I was listening to this other show, and he said Colonel O'Reilly canceled because the host was critical of Israel.
Okay.
So that drew me. I didn't do any research myself, but I thought that said a lot.
Well, and again, you know, we can discuss it until the cows come home, but it's still not the right approach. As was stated on this program over 3 years ago from Sheriff Richard Mack, stopping me on the air, he said, John, the Fed is irrelevant. The federal government is irrelevant. Our job and our task is in our own states. We are not going to be, I was just talking to Don Campbell here. Guy was on the show with me yesterday, and we were talking about this during the last break. He said there's nothing that's going to stop this Fed. Nothing. They've got the propaganda channels. They've got the guns. And we have been victimized and will continue to be victimized. But we, in order to liberate ourselves, we've got to take the sanest and best probable approach to solving the problem, and that is within our states. Even state legislators and governors are starting to get it. So, Kathleen, I thank you for your call, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Art, what's going on? Hello, Art.
How's it going, John?
Hi.
You know, Dale, I understand your frustration, brother, but here's the way I see it. You probably get mad at me about this, but that's okay, too. Most people stay mad at me most of the time anyway. I give credit to Colonel Riley and the people who followed him to Washington for at least they're doing what a lot of people in this country won't do. They're trying to do something, but here's the problem. People, just like they had with Kokesh and many others, somebody comes up with an idea that people think, oh, it sounds like a great idea, makes them feel all warm and fuzzy inside, but they don't do their due diligence. They don't do the research to find out who these people are, where they come from, and what their real agendas are all about. So we have to take a good, strong look at Colonel Riley, just like we did with his buddy, the other colonel, that turned out to be what? Yeah, everybody remembers that big fiasco, right?
Which colonel was
that?
When
you look at Colonel Riley, you have to understand, first of all, where this guy comes from. He is an Israeli firster. He's former NSA. He's former Pentagon. And by his own admission, claiming he wants to restore the Constitution, he doesn't even know what constitution he wants to restore. He doesn't understand that there are two United States, that there are two different constitutions. He has no knowledge of this by his own admission.
Yeah.
How can anyone in their right mind follow this guy?
And that's,
I give credit for trying to do something, but
yeah,
let's use our heads here, folks.
Yeah.
And like you, John, I've been in this fight for 2.5 decades to the point where I have come to accept the fact that all the petitions, all the protests, all the marches, all the calls, all the letters, all the emails in the world aren't going to amount to a hill of beans to these folks in Washington, because they simply don't care, because you and I don't have the money that they want, which is why I have focused my attention these past 10 years to working with people in my community,
thank you,
locally,
thank
preparing
you
them for when the time comes to step up and move, We are ready to move and take action locally. Screw Washington.
And Art, I would much rather field an army of 200 or 2 million or 20 million on the field of battle than 10 or 20. You cannot... Yeah, I am so tired of repeating myself over and over and over and over again. Selective hearing.
Yep.
All right.
And how long, I mean, John, you remember my brother, God rest his soul, Lee.
Yeah.
How long have Lee and I been listening to RBN, and how many times did you rip into us? But
yep.
We are still here.
That's because we can disagree, but we will stand arm in arm when the time comes.
You bet.
All right. Art, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much.
Amen.
All right, now. Dan in Kentucky, I'll make you the last call here. Hello, Dan.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, brother, you got to calm down. You're going to give yourself a stroke or something. You got me worried there for a second.
Woke you up, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the people like Dale, and I'm not picking on Dale.
And I'm not either. I'm sure he's a nice man. He'd make a great neighbor, and I hope he shoots straight, because I might be in the foxhole with him one of these days.
And I don't think it's necessarily his fault that he hears what's being said, but it's not. I think that, you know, this propaganda machine has got most of the people so screwed up in their thinking that they have take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then they come up to a different conclusion than what you're actually saying.
Right.
You know, they can hear you, but they don't understand it or how you're saying it or whatever. But, you know, getting rid of the funny money, I mean, that is the bottom line, and it's going to have to be done by the states.
Yep.
Because that's the only place the people have the power.
There is no amount of pressure, Dan, that you're going to be able to put on Washington, D.C., these compromised, I've run out of adjectives and names in which to call them.
Well, you've got a massive corporation that has so many sub-corporations, all their different departments and agencies, and it's just one massive for-profit complex entity.
Yep.
So how can anybody fight that? It's foolish to even think you can. And all the protesters, you could have all the protesters in the country standing there.
You know,
what are they going to do? They're probably just going to take and bring some fighter jets in and boom, you out, you're all terrorists.
Well,
they're putting up with this crap.
And we understand what the problem is. What we're arguing about here is tactical. That's
right.
That's all we're talking about here. And my mission in my job for the last 20 years of my life has been that of education. You know, I can train a monkey. I've seen monkeys shoot AK-47s, by the way.
Yeah,
I've never
seen it on the internet.
Yeah, but I've yet to see one sit down and repair a slant 6 Chrysler motor. Have you?
Nope.
Can't think.
But they can do what they're shown.
Dan, thanks for your call.
That's the way the people are.
Dan, I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. I did not want to end up the show this Friday, just being back after a two-week hiatus. It did give me a peek into hell. And Dale, down in the Carolinas there, you know, brother, I'm not picking on you, man, but geez, listen to what we are saying. I want to thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. When you come back Monday, bring a friend so we can educate more people.